just out here showing support to the fans. You know, opening day, starting up this week, week one against the Patriots. And, you know, just excited. You know, big season for us. First game here at home, and we're trying to get the win. So, yeah, it's great, you know, for Nashville to come out here, support our fans, show them how much they mean to us in the games. And, you know, this whole preseason, they've been great all year, supporting us, been great. You know, we're just trying to build off that and going into this week one against the Patriots. We're excited. We hope they are too. And, you know, Sunday's going to be a great game for us. Yeah, it's great. You know, we got a good turnout. You know, they got the music playing here in Nashville. So, you know, it's fitting. So it's nice to come out here. Beautiful day. Got the fans out here supporting us. And, you know, we're just trying to give back, show them our appreciation for what they do, coming to the games. And any way we can get in the community and help out, we're more than willing to do that.
Gosh, just a few hours away from playing a real game. Is everybody ready? Huh? All right. I tell you, we've really enjoyed watching this team be built from the end of the season last year. You know, we were picked to finish last in the division, and we surprised everybody by winning 9 ball games and finishing second and just about made the playoffs. And so this year, the goal, obviously, is we got to get in the playoffs and make some noise, right? I can't hear you. We got to get in the playoffs and make some noise. There you go. All right. Well, we're excited about how this team's come along. We're ready for the real thing, ready to get it started, and hope you are too. And I'm very excited to have 4 of our brightest young stars with me today. And so I need you to help me make them feel very welcome when we bring them up. The first gentleman I'm going to bring up caught 759 yards worth of passes last year, just about broke Frank Wycheck's season record for yardage for a tight end. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to number 89, Jared Cook! Come on up here. All right. Thanks for being here. This is awesome, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Thank y'all for coming out.
Okay, now, let's talk about this offense this year. A lot of things, a lot of weapons. Jake Locker at quarterback. Chris Johnson excited to be back with a full off season. What do you think this offense is going to be like?
Deadly, man. We're going to try and put up numbers the best we can. We got so many weapons, we got to use them.
Going to throw it a lot, right?
Of course.
Okay. And going to throw it a lot to number 89, a lot.
Of course.
All right. So what is Jared Cook's goal for the year?
Be the best tight end in the league.
All right. How about that? All right. I want you to stay right here. Going to bring up second one of our veterans, a 2-time Pro Bowler, 17 career interceptions, and we were so thrilled in this offseason when we signed him to a new long-term contract. One of our leaders on defense, safety number 33 from the University of Texas. Please say hello to Michael Griffin! All right. Griff, looking good. All right. We've been very impressed with the defense in the preseason. More speed, more big plays out of the defense. What do you like about the scheme?
Oh, man, it's great. We just got a great group of seven guys in front of me. Colin McCarthy, who's here also. Gerald Casey, Cameron Williams, new add to the defense. All those guys are playing great defense and getting to the quarterback and making our job a lot easier in the back end.
So what's the goal for the defense this year?
Improve from last year. You know, there were some games that we kind of let us out of the loop. You know, we kind of could have been in the playoffs. So this year, just go out there and play the best we can. Get more sacks, get more turnovers, and that should take care of the rest.
All right. So we were very thrilled when you got the new contract, meaning you're going to be sticking around here and be part of this organization. Had to be exciting for you to have that happen.
Oh, very much so. You know, it's not so often that you see people, you know, drafted to a team and be able to spend their whole entire career there. So, you know, another 5 years, it's a blessing to be able to stay with the same team for five more years.
Michael Griffin, everybody! All right, the next young man I'm going to bring up is one of our real bright young stars. He became the starting middle linebacker the second half of last year, finished with 76 tackles, and in this preseason, he's just kept up the pace, leading the NFL with 3 interceptions. Please welcome from Miami, Florida, number 52, middle linebacker, Colin McCarthy! One of the leaders of the defense, one of the captains. Exciting time for you and exciting time sort of taking over the leadership of this defense. The middle linebacker is normally the quarterback of the defense. Is that how you kind of see it?
Yeah, no, that's the responsibility for the middle linebacker. And, you know, we're just excited going into this season. Got a lot of, you know, people we picked up going free agency, a lot of veteran guys who came back. Signed this guy, signed J-Mac to big deal, so he'll be around for a while. And we're just excited going into the season, and no better way to start off than against the Patriots.
And for you, and having Akeem Ayers come in at the same time, and the two of you are sort of running buddies at linebacker, sort of growing up together, doing those different things to take over that off or that defense, that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, me and Akeem are, you know, we go hand in hand. We play off each other. We feed off each other out there on the field. And, you know, we're close. We're, you know, the young guys on the linebacker core with Spoon and the new guy,
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown, yeah, got caught up. But, you know, we're excited. We got a lot of depth, a lot of great youth at our positions, and we're excited.
Colin McCarthy, everybody. How about a big hand? All right, we got to get J-Mac up here. This is a player we're very excited about. Just a couple weeks ago, signed a new contract. He's going to be with us for a long time. One of the cornerstones of our defense, one of the cornerstones of our secondary. Started off as a sixth-round draft pick for Rutgers, and look at him now, the $40 million man, Jason McCourty! Now, please don't hurt yourself, okay?
I won't.
How excited are you to be this close to kickoff?
Extremely excited. Opening day in the NFL, to get to another one is extremely exciting. I know these guys are too, so we're ready to go for Sunday.
Does it ever change? Does it ever, going into that first weekend, does it ever get old?
This one's a little bit more exciting. There's an ugly guy on the other team that looks like me, that I'm looking forward to going against.
Of course, he has a twin brother who plays for that other team. We're not going to even talk about that. But for your family, what's your mom going to do?
She has a half and half jersey. She says she's going to wear a Titans t-shirt underneath, because if she doesn't, she can't stay with me Sunday night. So.
Because you're the favorite, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully she didn't hear that, though.
Jason McCourty! That's what it's all about, having a good time, right? Well, I got to tell you something. This is so special to have you all down here supporting us. I know it's warm, but we're all excited because, folks, football is what we do, right? Yeah. In this part of the country, Friday night, Saturday, and now Sunday, it's a tradition that's so special. And what you guys have done in making it such a part of everybody's life, we can't thank you enough. And I know I speak for these players and our entire organization in saying thanks for making us what we've become in this community, which is something real special, and it's because of you that we've been able to do it. Thank you very much for that. All right. Now, we've got a lot more things to do, but we've got a special presentation that we're going to have right now. And I'd like to ask my boss to come up, and I'd like to ask you to give him a big round of applause as he has an outstanding presentation that he's going to make. Titans Executive Vice President Don McLaughlin, everybody!
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here today. It's my distinct honor, standing here in downtown Nashville, to introduce to you and present to Mayor Carl Dean, a gentleman that I've been honored to know for over a decade. And you stand down here, and in his second tenure as mayor, in his second term, look what he's done for this great city of ours. You've got the Country Music Hall of Fame, you've got the Wall of Fame, you've got the best convention center in the United States of America going right up over your shoulder, and then an Omni Hotel that's going up down there. He's nothing but first class. His concern is all about Nashville. He's also concerned about staying fit. You know how he's been out there with the Staying Healthy initiative and running 5Ks and challenging people to stay healthy. He's just a great leader of our city that has a tremendous vision and has been a wonderful person to work with from the Titans perspective as we try to continue to grow our brand and brag on Nashville, Tennessee. And when you want to brag on Nashville, Tennessee, you think about Sunday at noon. You've got the number one broadcast team from CBS being here and Jim Nantz and Phil Sims. You've got the 12th Titan in Pat Summitt, the winningest coach in college basketball history. And you've got enhancements at LP Field that we're all so proud of because it's the city's facility for every event in there. Video boards that are second to none, ribbon boards, elevators for those of you that are nice enough and been supporting us in the upper deck, and a sound system that, for once and for all, you can hear clearly in LP Field. But without going any further, I know it's getting warm out there, it's my honor to present to Honorable Mayor Carl Dean a 12th Titan jersey that he can wear proudly on Sunday when we get after the Patriots. Mayor Dean.
Thank you, Don. Thank you all for being here. You know, it's always a great time when the regular season begins and the Titans start playing. They're going to be great. They've been great citizens of the city. When you go to the stadium, you'll just see how nice it is. The scoreboards are absolutely fantastic. It's an incredible upgrade. And so enjoy that. We'll have blue lights at the courthouse, blue lights on the pedestrian bridge. Wear blue, root for the Titans, and have the Titans win. Thank you.